Aloha, welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We're coming to you from beautiful Waikiki Beach. I'm at the 25th floor looking out at the beautiful horizon. It always just draws me to the Lord when I look 3 miles out at the ocean. I know that it goes 3 miles deep, and that reminds me of just the depth of the Lord's love, the depth of the Lord's wisdom, the breadth and depth of the teaching of the Catholic Church. And right next to my condo here in Waikiki is the St. Augustine's Catholic Church. And our radio show is actually just about directly above the altar. So privileged to be here in Waikiki. And we invite people, if you're coming to Waikiki, by all means, go to our website, deepadventure.com, hit the contact form. Maybe we can get together for a cup of coffee or something. Be right back with more of the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Kickstart that engine and roll thunder with the pack. Explore the grittiness of manly spirituality. Gain traction in the virtues. Soup up your spiritual engine by turning adversity into adventure. Now here's Bear Wozniak. Let's ride.
Aloha. Welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. You know, my new book, 12 Rules for Manliness, is coming out. I think it is out right just about now. 12 Rules for Manliness. Where have all the cowboys gone? And I'm only introducing it like that because we have a real cowboy on our show today, a man who rides surfboards, a man who rides motorcycles, a man who rides horses and does more than that, breeds championship thoroughbreds at his farm, as I like to say, ranch in the Ocala area of Florida. One of Archbishop Wenske's oldest and best friends rode with us down to Key West together. He's the president of the pharmaceutical company. He develops miracle drugs, working on right now for the cure of cancer. And so I can't imagine a better cowboy to have on the show today than our good friend Tom Equals. Tom, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Bear. It's always a pleasure. And, you know, when I come together with you on a show like this, or in the several times we've met in person, you know, the love that Jesus taught us is exemplified in the Aloha spirit that you share with us.
Yeah, you know, why don't we talk story a little bit about that ride we had when we were filming? I think it was season two of Long Ride Home. I forget which season it was in, but yeah, I think it was season two. Talk story with us about that. We met up and we rode. We met up in Miami, I believe, right? And we.
No, you came to Ocala, to the farm.
But I think you came down
To the ranch, excuse me.
But I think you rode with us down when we went from Miami to Key West.
I did.
And that was quite a ride, wasn't it? It was in the heat.
It was a long, arduous ride. For
yeah,
sure.
It was
probably 7 or 8 hours, and it was very, very hot that day. And it was the opening day of lobster season, so the traffic was a little rough, and you realize that you know, in the Florida sun on a highway that's not moving, a Harley Davidson is not always the best vehicle to be in if you're interested in air conditioned comfort.
Yeah, you know, the Archbishop, I kept saying, you know, we'd be cruising along. Cruising isn't the right word. Stop and go. We were more like the lobsters ourselves on those motorcycles getting boiled. But I could, Archbishop, should we pull over? No, let's keep going. Archbishop, should we pull over? No, let's keep going. So he's a tough rider, too. Eventually, I just pulled over. I don't know why, but my motorcycle just pulled over and took a break. But that feeling that we got there, being with you and being with Archbishop and being with the Emmaus riders down there, too. We started out by having cigars with the Archbishop in Little Havana area, which was great, and just that experience riding into Key West and the fortitude that it took. That was a tough ride. That takes fortitude. And in your life, since we've last talked, there's been a lot of stuff that's tell me about just the other day. When was it when you were surfing and you had a big closeout set on a beach break at Ormond Beach?
Oh, well, I had had a, this would be the fall of 2021. I had a horse, I still ride fairly actively, and had a horse do a somersault. And, you know, I don't know, this is a testament to my ability to stay in the saddle, but I didn't fall off the horse. Unfortunately, we landed upside down with the horse on top of me, which is, it was a very, very serious injury. So I had to, you know, because it was, you know, sort of life and death there for a while, and broken bones in the hip and pelvic region, and my nose was broken in three places. All these teeth here were fractured. I had a concussion, you know, I woke up a couple of days later in the hospital. Fortunately, most of the surgery was over with, and my nose had been broken many times in the past, so it actually looks better now than it did before the accident.
So you got
this time it was professionally adjusted, you know.
But it's every cowboy's worst nightmare is to be rolled up on by a horse.
Yeah, it was just an unfortunate experience. Probably the worst accident I'd ever had on a horse. Fortunately, the horse wasn't hurt. I've had him since I helped birth that horse, actually. So
I know. I think I know this horse, right? It's the horse.
Well, that's right.
Away.
The horse I was riding, Hidalgo, the horse I was riding.
Right.
In the long ride home scenes at the farm, and Hidalgo's a great horse. It wasn't anything that he did. There was like an undermining of the ground, and the ground collapsed slightly, which caused him to trip, and so it surprised both of us. But he stayed there and watched over me. And
I was saying he must have been broken hearted, you know. So was there anyone riding with you, or were you alone, or how did they find you?
No, fortunately, I was riding with company, which is when you're out in the woods riding, that's always a good thing to do. I learned.
Do you remember? You know, my new book, 12 Rules for Manliness. Where have all the cowboys gone? Right. So I act like I'm a real cowboy. My wife is a cowgirl. Do you remember? But I don't know.
You're both extremely good riders.
I was trying to do like a dismount the way Kevin Costner did in one of his old films. I forget which one it was. And so I did a dismount without the stirrup, and I ended up under the horse. So I hope maybe you didn't see that move I had, but that was pretty.
No, I didn't see that one.
I was seeing stars, you know, but they weren't. But it was light out. So, but I know. So you had a lot of adversity coming back from that injury, and then you said you had a surfing accident too recently, right?
Oh, it wasn't so much a surfing accident. You know, you're a champion surfer, so you know that if you're surfing, every once in a while you wipe out, right?
Surfers fall more than little babies do, actually, when it comes down to it.
And this was after my accident and recovery from the surgery. I was feeling good and decided to go surfing, and it was like 5 or 6 feet over by Ormond Beach. And, you know, I caught the wave, which then immediately closed out. And the reason the waves were breaking high there, it's on a sandbar, sort of like in Hawaii, you use reefs.
Right.
In Florida on the East Coast, if you know where the sandbars are, you can find these good breaks. But the wave closed out and drove me into the sandbar and put me through the washing machine effect. And you know, I got myself back to the beach, and I felt like I did about 2 weeks after the surgery, you know, sort of temporarily undid some of the progress I'd been making over the prior year. But I decided that I might wait a while before I go surfing again.
Well, you know, the thing is the beaches, I'm going to say, when we would go out there and compete, especially tandem surfing, when we're lifting the women, you know, over our heads competing, the sand there is like cement. It's not like the soft sand we have here in Hawaii where your feet sink into it. It's like falling on a patio. Right? It can be pretty tough. So, but the big question is, go ahead.
You might be able to relate to this because, you know, you have to, I found that, you know, adversity is best handled with a little bit of humor, even if it's, you know, at your own expense.
Yeah, as it usually is. Yeah, yeah.
But for about 2 weeks after that, I had so much sand, you know. it was like I had sand in my pores, you know.
Yes, yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, I'd be scratching, and I had like little pieces of sand that was coming out of my skin.
Well, I will just say, you know,
that's how hard it is.
No, there's a place here we love called Sandy Beach. My sons love to body surf there. It's a body surfing beach because it's a shore break beach. And the last time I went there, I remember the same thing. I had orifice I didn't know about. You know, the little speckles of sand were just embedded in me. And that was the last time I just remember doing almost like a dive into the sand. And you know, we got to take a break here in a moment. But you had your experience in Vietnam. Did you surf in Vietnam? Were you one of those guys at China Beach?
I was stationed at Marble Mountain, which was right on the ocean, and we were able to surf a little bit, you know, but I was flying in I flew Cobra gunships, so I was in combat almost every day. So there wasn't a lot of time for surfing, but
And you had
there
a purple
couple
heart.
Occasions when I was able to borrow a surfboard and there were some waves.
I think that's the coolest thing we have here. We had a Jimmy Buffett Museum here in Hawaii for a while, and a friend of mine, Mark Fagelli, was a curator. And in there, they had a helicopter, an actual mock-up of a helicopter inside the museum with the surfboards, a surfboard that had been used in China Beach in that area. I think that's the coolest thing in the most gnarly situation, that you could be checking out the surf in the middle of a war and have that opportunity, that little moment of sanity in the midst of that. We're talking with Tom Equals. He's a cast member of Long Ride Home. Back in the day, he has a beautiful thoroughbred horse ranch in Ocala, Florida, and so many more things. We're going to get back and talk with him about the virtues, but we got to take a break. This is the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Deep Adventure Ministries is grateful to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for underwriting the Bear Wozniak Adventure on EWTN. Notre Dame Federal Credit Union provides car loans, mortgages, SBA loans, and depository accounts nationwide, as well as 24-hour support. Go to deepadventure.com to find their link, or go to notredamefcu.com. Mahalo to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for making the Bear Wozniak Adventure possible. You can gain traction in the virtues in my book, Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue. And you can be inspired by my personal testimony of heartache and triumph with my book, A Surfing Guide to the Soul, both newly published by Sophia and available at our web store, deepadventure.com, and also on amazon.com.
This is a warning. The Bear Wozniak Adventure is dangerous. The radical change Bear challenges you to is not for wimps. Change this station now to a soft rock station before it's too late. You've been warned. Now, here is Bear Wozniak.
Aloha, welcome back to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. I want to invite everybody, mama bears out there, you got to get ready. Go to Amazon.com, go to Barnes & Noble, go to your Catholic bookstore, go to Sophia Publishing, go to deepadventure.com. But we're counting on you to get our new book, 12 Rules for Manliness. Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? My wife gave me that subtitle. She's actually inspiration for this book. We're riding along the beach here, on going past Diamond Head in Waikiki, and she said, "You're going to love this song." And she turned up Paula Cole singing "Where Have All the Cowboys Gone?" And I go, "That's my next book." And so we've written this book, 12 Rules for Manliness. It's really no apology, like something my guest Tom Equals would say to a brother or to a younger man. This is how you need to live your life as a man. So it's a lot of it is practical cardinal virtue type stuff, but always rooted in the theological virtues. Some of the titles are like a man's got to have a creed, a code that he can live by. You got to be a man of your word. You got to get the job done, cut hell or high water. A man's got to be dangerous. And one of my favorite titles, How a Man Treats a Woman Defines Him. So this book is a must read. I think young women especially would like this book. It'll help them understand really what they want to look for in a man. And we don't talk about masculinity in this book. We just talk about manliness. The word man in Latin, I'm starting to learn my Latin, is the root word for man is vir, which is also where the word virtue comes from. So manliness is nothing but being a man of virtue. And we have such a man with us today, who actually has a beautiful painting in the, I believe it's in the cathedral in the Orlando area with Bishop Noonan, a painting on the virtues. We have one of Archbishop's friends from their youth, from their college days, hard motorcycle rider, president of a pharmaceutical company that's innovative and developing some new pharmaceuticals for help with immunology and for those with people with pretty gnarly cancer situations. He's got a thoroughbred horse ranch up in Ocala area when we filmed him there. My son Shane filmed with his drones running alongside these five beautiful young colts. So that's beautiful. And then Tom Equals told me how much the value of those five colts together was, and I thought, well, that better be more careful with the drone, I guess. And so we have our adventure guest today, Tom Equals. Welcome back to the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
As always, Bear, it's a great honor and pleasure.
Well, we were talking about you're getting to surf every now and then in the insanity of the Vietnam War, but I don't want to dwell on it. I know, but you received several medals there. I know one was the Purple Heart, but there was another one. I can't recall the very rare one that you received.
I received two Distinguished Flying Crosses.
Yes.
Is the highest medal for aerial combat.
And you were, what type of helicopter were you flying?
I flew a Cobra gunship. It's a gunship. Most people have seen it over the years. It came out in the late 60s and is actually still used by the Marines today.
And you used that to support the ground troops quite a lot.
Well, there were a number of missions, close air support for ground troops, attack helicopter missions where enemy units were identified, and rescue missions. Mm. Where you go in and provide cover for the rescue ships going in to help or evacuate wounded people, things like that.
So the inspiration for your, we were talking just before we took the break, the painting on the virtues. It's interesting because in that cathedral, there is this painting of you with the virtue, the painting of the virtues, and it's an image of Jesus, but it looks a lot like you because you had that long hair and beard going on back there during the, and interestingly enough, in one of the pane glass windows, back in the day, the bishops, when they would be doing these cathedrals, often there would be a stained glass image of them. And though it is, and so I'm looking at Bishop Noonan and go, that looks a little bit like Archbishop Winsky. He goes, well, indeed it is, you know. So both of you guys, these college buddies. So you guys were college buddies, right, back in the day?
Well, we've known each other for a long time. It's, 40 plus years.
And you went to battle for the people in the Miami area as an attorney.
When I got out of law school, I went down to Miami and in part because of my experience in Vietnam, because I felt the reason we were supposed to be in Vietnam was to protect democratic ideals and concepts of freedom and justice. But when I came back home, I recognized there was a lot of work to be done here and I could do it best as an attorney. And so I always devoted a part of my law practice to what's called pro bono work. And from the very beginning of that legal career, that's where actually Archbishop Winsky and I met.
Oh, I see. Okay.
At the Chrome Detention Facility. They had a concentration camp out in the Everglades filled with Haitians. And they weren't allowing access to churches or the press or even lawyers. I perceived that as an important social justice event because you avoid problems like you see, that grew in Nazi Germany due to no oversight whenever you can close things off from public scrutiny. So I brought a lawsuit to allow churches to come in, and it was principally a priest, Thomas Winsky, on behalf of the Catholic Church, that was doing much of the missionary work with Haitians, for churches to be able to come in and provide religious services and religious counseling to the people that were in that camp. And that's where we met.
I see.
And,
okay.
And we became good friends because he has a love of adventure and we flew airplanes together, rode motorcycles together, and he became a part of my family and baptized all my children, that kind of thing. And in fact, my two youngest girls took the gifts to the altar when he was anointed a bishop.
How beautiful. How beautiful. But you guys are both, in a way, there. Your images are both there in the cathedral with Bishop Noonan. Tell me, though, about this painting. What inspired you to paint on the virtues?
Well, the concept for that painting came to me back in the late 1990s. And it took me a while to sort of visualize what I had in mind. But the idea is that well, you know, through Jesus and through God's grace, we can be saved at any time. That doesn't mean that there shouldn't be a focus on virtue, you know, as a part of life. But I recognize that in our society, we don't teach virtue in many respects.
We teach virtue signaling, but if that's not virtue, virtue is doing the stuff.
So I started to think about, you know, what virtues were important, and I was thinking about, you know, what the things that Jesus not only taught us, because Jesus was, you know, the greatest teacher. He was a world transforming teacher. So much of what he had to say taught us things that relate to certain virtues, but also how did he live his life? You know, because there are some virtues there that he taught us through his example. You know, the ability to walk that walk, you know, to the cross, you know, knowing, you know, what's in front of you, but doing God's will and serving your Father, you know, that's courage, for example.
Courageous,
you know,
yeah.
You know, at the, you know, apex of that virtue. So these are the kinds of things that I tried to build into that painting that's at the cathedral.
So beautiful. I think the and you've lived that life. The word that you mentioned, the thing that you brought up, is fortitude or coraggio, courage, one of the four cardinal virtues. And I think if there's one thing that would exemplify a man is that gift of coraggio, the fortitude to face adversity. I like to say face adversity and turn it into an adventure. You really find God in the world, in the midst of adversity. Think about the three young men in the fiery furnace in the times of Daniel. It was in the midst of that fire that they encountered God. And what's interesting is, in the midst of that fire, when they came out, they didn't even smell of smoke. You know, that is us offering up to the Lord our lives in the time of adversity. We're talking with Tom Equals. He's a good friend of ours. He's been on. He's a cast member of Long Ride Home and a good friend of Archbishop Wenske. He has a ranch there in Ocala, a beautiful, unbelievably beautiful horse ranch. Raises thoroughbred horses, champion horses. We'll come right back and talk more about what it means to be the horseman and what you learn about that virtue of fortitude, and really just from the horses themselves. We'll be right back with more of the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We invite our mama bears to join with us at deepadventure.com. You'll have access to all of the Long Ride Home TV shows even before they air on EWTN, plus 3 years of the shareable Ocean Sunrise daily catechism videos, plus at deepadventure.com a 20% discount at our online store with all of our great t-shirts and clothes and books and rosaries and medals and all kinds of accessories. You'll also get an autographed copy of Bear's latest book, and for a limited time, a Catholic biker stuffed teddy bear, all at deepadventure.com. Come on, Mama Bears, let's hear you roar. Did you know that each Saturday morning you can receive the shareable YouTube video version of the Bear Wozniak Adventure in our inspiring weekly newsletter, even before it airs on the radio or hits the podcast apps? Never miss another episode. You can even binge watch Bear's inspiring guests. Think about the impact you can have sharing these videos with your friends. Go to deepadventure.com and click the subscribe button.
Be the kind of man that when he gets out of bed in the morning, the devil says, "Oh no, he's up." Go to deepadventure.com and invite Bear to speak.
Aloha and welcome back to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. I want to invite the mama bears to go to our website, deepadventure.com. Become a member and help support our ministry. Catholic ministries, we really need people's help. It's kind of unusual to be, you know, I know so many people involved in the new evangelization that are so worthy and doing so much and need your help. So support those people that are out on the front lines. And you mama bears, come to our website, join and become a mama bear. You get access to all of our radio shows. We have over 400 radio shows up. You get access to the YouTube version of those shows. You get access to all 33 episodes of Long Ride Home, and you get them before even they air on the network. So you can sneakily have a brother-in-law come over to the house while you happen to have on the YouTube version of one of our Long Ride Home episodes. The new season is just being released now. 11 episodes from filmed here in Hawaii. And you get the whole catechism series. I spent about 2.5 years going through the whole catechism while I was down at the beach and teaching from it. So you get so much, but you give so much too by becoming a member. You get access to a 1-year study on the virtues too. And then also it's a way for you to bring your husbands and your sons, you know, especially single moms. If you have a son there that's kind of confirmation age or older, why not lead him through the school of manliness? It's a 3-year curriculum. A lot of fathers lead their sons through that, and you can track the fathers go through it with the other members of the man cave, but the fathers then can lead their sons through it. They get their own login. They can actually see their son's progress. And once a week, why not watch one of the videos for that month, or read through one of the stories for that month, or do the self-assessment, or set some new goals in those areas of manliness that we talk about. I don't know anybody else that has any that does anything like this, where it's a father and son application in the school of manliness, and mothers, especially single moms, can encourage their sons to go through that too. So go to deepadventure.com, mama bears. We know your ferocity, we know your fervor, we know your love for the Lord and for the men in your family, and we love you too. We know our ministry kind of runs on your prayers. So love you, mama bears. We have with us today Tom Equals. I don't know how to introduce this man, because he has so much going on. He's an artist. He's an author. He's the president of a very significant pharmaceutical company that's innovative, developing new pharmaceutical drugs. He has a thoroughbred horse ranch in Ocala where he raises champion horses. He's a biker, a pilot. He's a good friend with Archbishop Wenske, and just so glad to have you on our show. Welcome back to Tom Equals.
Well, again, Bear, it's always an honor.
Let's talk a little bit more about that virtue of fortitude. What would you say to the younger men today about the in that particular area of the virtues?
Well, Bear, and I want to say this specifically about fortitude, but it really applies to, you know, all of the virtues, when you go through life as a man, you have to, if you're honest with yourself and recognize, you know, who you are and where you've been, you realize that in each of those virtues, you've at times fallen short. And oftentimes, you know, early in life, you may not even have a clue about, you know, what the right way to live is, what characteristics, has God given to bless us with our true nature, our true identity. So the courage is a great virtue. It's an important virtue. But anybody who's had to exhibit courage, because usually courage is something that comes in the face of adversity or danger, the ability to go forward despite what's in front of you. Almost anybody who is able to exhibit courage, meaningful courage, has also experienced fear and cowardice and you know, those thoughts that say, I can't do this, this is too much. And we grow through our weakness and into our strength by being open to God's grace. That's a transformative factor that changes us from the man that we were to the man that we can be.
Almost like the boy that we were, because it's kind of that's what makes a man. There's a beautiful verse that I didn't want to read when I read this when I was about 19 years old. I read this verse in, I believe it's in the book of Sirach, so it's not in the Protestant Bible, and it says these words: "My son, if you aspire to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal. For the chosen man is proven in the furnace of much affliction. But fall into the hands of God and not into the hands of man. For as great as his majesty is, so too is his mercy." So young men out there, and men of all ages, people of all ages, but especially to the young men, Tom and I would say to you, prepare yourself for an ordeal. An ordeal is, in the Lord, is really a rite of passage in the Lord. You know, you may be facing a heartbreak, a woman that you thought you were going to be married to and spend the rest of your life with, or you might have been a football player and all of a sudden you have an injury that ends your career. You may be a young man who's, you know, experienced the onset of cancer. You know, you may be in a situation where life just seems good and suddenly your parents divorce. Young man, if you aspire to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal, for the chosen man is proven in the furnace of much affliction. Now, the word proven, I just remember, Tom, as a young man, my dad got a new shovel, a square shovel. I don't think a lot of young men even know what a shovel looks like anymore. You know, there was the spade, there was the shovel, and he took it to the backyard and he lit a fire, started a small fire, built it up with some wood, made it a hot fire. He sharpened the blade of that shovel, and then he put that blade into the fire, and it establishes I don't know exactly how this worked, but they called that proving the shovel. It establishes the edge so it doesn't dull as easily. This is what God means. My son, if you aspire to serve the Lord, prepare yourself. Get ready. It's coming. There will be an ordeal. And you think about the Native American Indians. They used to call specifically, I knew the Sioux Indians very well, about them very much. I was in their reservation area and things like that, in the Mandan Village and other areas in the Dakotas. They called it an ordeal. The rite of passage was an ordeal. And so, young men, if you're facing adversity, don't lose hope. Rise up. This is your passage. It's a portal through to your being a man. What do you think of? Do you believe you've lived through that passage, Tom?
Well, you know, you mentioned the Sioux, and I think the ceremony, as you know, go from being a boy to a man, is called the sun ceremony, if I remember correctly. Does that ring a bell?
Yes, uh huh.
And it is a true ordeal, you know, but we don't have for most of society anything like that. So you know, the things that test us happen in the course of life. You know, sometimes they happen, you know, to us. Sometimes these are things we do to ourselves,
or we choose it, or we choose. Or a battle chooses us, or we see a battle that must be fought, and we enter into the fray.
Yeah, but remember, you know, we come, you know, as sinners to Jesus, and He came to us, not because we were perfect. He came to us to redeem us from that. To bring us to our true nature, you know, the vessel filled with grace and love, and so it's a mistake not to recognize you know, that in the course of life, you know, whether you're 15 years old or 50 years old, you know, there's an opportunity, you know, to go, you know, and be that perfect person that you could be. But you can't do that without reconciliation. And sometimes it takes time over and over, because you know, we're creatures that that can make the same mistake 100 times before we get the message, right?
So, that's a man for you right there. Yeah.
Well, yes. We're talking about men now. I mean, right. Women, you know, are perfect. We know that, right? So, but being, you know, Jesus, you know, taught us to love and forgive, you know, not just others, but ourselves.
Yes.
You know, so being, you know, able to achieve true reconciliation and growth, you know, means that we have to be able to accommodate the mistakes we make and continue to make, and try and be a little bit better every day. St. Augustine, and Bear, you're a true scholar here, so correct me if I'm wrong, but my recollection is that he taught us that we should make our effort to be a better man today than we were yesterday.
We need to take a break,
and every
Tom.
Day, just try to, you know, get a little bit better. But we're judging ourselves. In other words, we're not looking at other people. We
Amen.
Don't need to be better than other people. We just need to make ourselves a little bit better every day.
A little bit better every day is inch by inch. It's a tremendous transition in doing that through the cooperation with the Holy Spirit. We're talking with Tom Equals. This is the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We'll be right back with more.
People love our EWTN TV show, Long Ride Home with Bear Wozniak. Thanks to you, the show has won 4 different Tally Awards. And now, instead of waiting each week for the next episode to air, you can actually binge watch our show and even share it with your friends when you go to deepadventure.com and join the Mama Bears or the Man Cave. Along with all the other benefits, you get total access to all the seasons of our aired episodes, plus instant access to episodes that won't even air for several months. Long Ride Home with Bear Wozniak, a great way to communicate the gospel in a gritty enough way that even tough men will stop and watch at deepadventure.com. Deep Adventure Ministries is grateful to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for underwriting the Bear Wozniak Adventure on EWTN. Notre Dame Federal Credit Union provides car loans, mortgages, SBA loans, and depository accounts nationwide, as well as 24-hour support. Go to deepadventure.com to find their link, or go to notredamefcu.com. Mahalo to Notre Dame Federal Credit Union for making the Bear Wozniak Adventure possible. When you go to the Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure YouTube channel, you get access to all of our free playlists, including hundreds of episodes of the Bear Wozniak Adventure, plus the 3-year journey through the whole catechism in our Ocean Sunrise Catechism series. And you even get short clips and live streaming of Bear and Cindy's Adventures in Paradise videos. Go to YouTube and subscribe to the Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure channel.
Are you still listening? I thought we warned you to change to an easy listening station. Well, you asked for it. Here is more of the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Aloha. Welcome back to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. This is your host, Bear Wozniak. Our new season of Long Ride Home is available to you. It should be up almost any minute on Prime Video. You can see all of our episodes of Long Ride Home at our website, deepadventure.com. Become a Mama Bear or become a member of the Man Cave. And it's airing on EWTN, so we're stoked to present that to you. One of our cast members of Long Ride Home is here with us today, Tom Equals. Tom, we were talking about I love what you were saying about how if you just improve a little bit, just an inch a day, but take new ground, take a little bit new ground every day. I had a great example of that when I was testing for my first black belt. My sensei said, I want you to do this. I want you to run this far, you know, and it was running in the mountains. But he said, when I was first started, I was on the hills on the road. And he said, just go one telephone pole further each day on your run. And little by little, you develop. It just takes that extra little thing. You know, like I'm having trouble getting up and getting my prayer time in. Well, wake up 1 minute earlier every day. The other day, I went through, 2 months ago, I went through COVID. 3 months ago, I went through a little bit of a COVID episode. And so in my recovery, there's a beautiful place here in Hawaii, that right here in Waikiki, where a spring flows into the ocean, flows up out of the ocean. And I would go down there, and when I was trying to recover, the ocean is so healing, and I, as you well know. And so I would swim out, and I would tread water for just 10 minutes because it would get my lungs moving. And then the next day I did 11, and the next day 12, until I made it up to an hour. And now I tread water for an hour every day. It's a big part of my prayer life. But it was just 1 minute added every day, that incremental thing. But you know, you're talking about how adversity, we can change that into adventure. Adventure is just a very romantic word for things went all wrong. You know, it's really not an adventure until that happens. It's just an expedition. But I remember, Tom, you know, when you sail, when I used to have a sailboat in Cali. Now we have another sailing vessel down in the British Virgin Islands that we invite people to come and have retreats with us on. Why? But I used to trail a long line behind the boat. Now I trail a dinghy. But we trail a long line behind the boat, and it would be tied in knots. Every 10 feet, I would have a knot. And at the very end, that final knot on a line, on a rope, on a boat, is called the bitter end. And for some of us, it's like you fall, you feel like you're at the bitter end. You know, now we fall out of the boat, you grab onto one of those knots. Hopefully, if you don't catch the bitter end, then you're in trouble. But I think a lot of people find themselves in a position right now where they've just kind of hit an end of themselves. And that really, that breaking point is the beginning point, right? Go ahead.
Well, Bear, when I was younger, I used to, with a bunch of friends, race sailboats down in the area around Miami. And I don't know if you've ever done any sailboat racing.
Yes. Depends on what type you're talking about. I did the kind of the cruiser version of the racing. Yeah.
Yeah. The people are very competitive.
And you're always competitive in a boat. Like if you're just cruising along and you see someone, you know, on the horizon a half a mile away, they don't know it, but you're racing them, right? You're always in a race.
So anyway, we're in this race and it's close, and a line came loose and I went to grab the line. It was attached to a sail.
Right.
And I grabbed the line and it just jerked me right off the boat. Right. And so the boat was going, and I thought to myself, are they going to turn around? it's a moment of truth. You find out, you know, who your friends really are.
It's a very lonely place, right? When you, I mean, actually a lot, the lessons learned out sailing, maybe not in quite that situation, because there's a lot of boats out. But normally, if you fall off a boat, you're not going to be found. There's over half the people who fall out of a boat aren't. So that tells you an awful lot about just our walk with the Lord as a Catholic. You know, the bark of Peter, the ship of Peter, the Catholic Church, stay in the boat. They always say one arm for the boat, one arm for yourself. You know, we tie ourselves to the boat when we're sailing alone. You tie yourself to that boat. You don't want to lose that. And I think a lot of people, it goes back to that same lesson about the bitter end. You know, if you want to go through adversity, make sure you stay in the boat. You know, the teachings of the church, the sacraments of the church.
You know, that's a lonely feeling when you're, you know, treading water and
well, how long did it take them to come back? Did they even know?
As you know, with sailboats, they did come back and get me.
Took about 15. Did it take 10 minutes for them to get back?
Oh, probably 15 minutes, maybe a little more, you know, because, you know, the ability to get the boat turned around and, you know, you're running with the wind. Now you've got to tack back and get the, you know, it was,
you know,
and of course, I had to take credit for losing the race.
Well, you took, how many rounds of beer did that cost you?
A couple.
Well, I know there's always that statement of when someone goes overboard, you just yell out, "Man overboard." The person who says that is the person who needs to keep their eye on that person while everybody else scrambles, and you point to that person. And I really think we see that in families where someone's gone overboard, someone's gone off the deep end. And we need to point to them and pray for them, intercede for them, especially you mama bears, intercede for those people. Go ahead, Tom. You got something you're going to tell me? I can just tell looking at you.
Oh no, I was just nodding my head in agreement. You know the way I think that. We have an opportunity to express our spirituality is in helping other people.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, we do the things we say, you know, and how we teach, and some lessons, you know, are more difficult to teach than others. And some tasks where we're helping people, you know, can be extremely difficult. But we have to try when the opportunity presents itself to us, because in many ways that's a gift that God's giving us, you know, if we can do something with it that's positive and life changing.
Let's talk about that. You know, I as a leader of a very significant corporation, as a president of that corporation, leadership. Within that corporation, what lessons have you learned there, and how would you apply that to just that the fact that every man is a leader, you know,
I learned leadership in the military, and then, you know, in the course of my life, I ended up managing a law firm, and I'm the CEO of an immunotherapy research and development company now, and you know, you lead as much as possible by example, but you also have to lead with wisdom and clarity of vision, so that you're able to explain to people, you know, what not only what we need to do, but why we're doing it, so their heart's in it. And you know, these are things that I try, you know, to achieve in business and in family.
You know, and a big part of what you do in your business is failure. I mean, all you know, when people come to me as a CPA and they'll say, "I got a new business idea," I always ask them, "Well, how many businesses have you failed at?" Because, you know, how much experience have the reality of business have you had? When you're in an endeavor that's scientific research in nature, most 99% of that work has to be failure, doesn't it? But I mean, like, you try this, you try that, but bouncing along, it brings you to the, you know, the solution.
Well, the scientific method is based on testing.
Yes.
You know, that's the nature of an experiment. You have a question and you develop a test to answer the question. And if the question involves, let's say, a drug that you're trying to develop, you want to know accurately how that drug is working in a particular circumstance. So sometimes, you know, it's just as important to be successful in an experiment as it is to be unsuccessful, because you learn things both ways.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And the one thing you can't be afraid of is the test.
Praise God. I mean, it's so many life lessons in that statement. So you young men out there, don't be afraid to fail. And you know, a lot of times, I will say, Tom, a lot of times, like you talk about these young football stars that are coming into the college football season now, and I've got to wrap up with this, who have been the stars of their football team. They've never even really failed. Then they go to a major college, and suddenly they're second string, and they're failing, and they're, you know, what happened? What happened to my whole identity was wrapped up in me being the stud on campus. And it's really like when I teach someone how to surf and their first wave they catch, like Doug Barry came out here, his first wave was amazing. Well, I know he learned nothing on that wave. He didn't. The next wave, when he fell, he learned something. Oh, now I know why Bear said this, or now I know why I need to do not do that. So, men, embrace the failures and caught up in all this, Tom. is the reality that the Holy Spirit is coming alongside us and giving us the grace and the will to fulfill the particular purpose God has given us. We've overrun our time, so can you give us 30-second wrap up of your for us point of wisdom?
I think that it's in the Bible. Mm. Be not afraid.
Mm.
Trust in the Lord.
Mm.
And if we live our life with that in mind, we'll live a full life and a rich life. And if we grow in spirit and, you know, with maturity and understanding, you know, we become better people day by day.
More
than sort of like saying, like I said, St. Augustine taught, you know, the goal is to be a better man today than you were yesterday.
Mm.
And that means you have to appreciate your shortcomings in order to understand how to improve.
Tom, why is it taking me so long to get you back on our show? Will you come back in the next 6 months or a year and talk story with us again?
I'm always at your disposal, Bear. It's you know, we have good conversations, and I always learn a lot through the experience. So
yeah,
it's my pleasure.
Thank you, Tom. This is the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We got to take away. My wife always loves me to make the sign of the cross in Hawaiian. Ake makua ke keiki a me ke ohana he malele. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, may the breath of the Holy Spirit aloha you. Aloha.
Thanks for listening to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Find more manly conversation at the Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure YouTube channel. Subscribe and ring the bell.